Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Just in time.
Hi. Hi, everybody. It's Penny and Matthew.
Good evening, it's Matthew.
We also have a guest with us this evening, and that's Jill Pegg. So, hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Short.
Can you hear us?
Oh, well, okay. Well, we'll keep on going, and hopefully Jill will join us at some stage. So, anyway, hello, good evening. I've just been racing across the forest to get back in time to do the show. So it's good to be here. And we're
good evening, everyone, from myself.
We're a bit out of sync, I think, but we're talking about homeopathy tonight. But what I'd like to do is just hand over to Matthew, because he was telling us a story last week and he didn't quite get to finish it. So, Matthew.
Right. Thank you, Penny. Brilliant. Yeah, there's definitely some time overlap here, so a few issues with that. But yeah, just wanted to get back and finish a story which was very impactful on the course that we did. And I think a lot of both the men and women get such huge learning when we understand the other sex and how they work. And it was the whole why are men obsessed with sex? It's all they think about and they don't consider anything else. And as a man, I totally get that. And I agree with women. Yes, we're very one track minded. And if we have one thing on our mind, it can seem like we're obsessed with it. However, we are much deeper than that. But the conversation started and that was the basis of it. And what the women were sort of saying is, why don't men get, you go out for a nice romantic meal and it's supposed to be about sort of being together and being a team. And then all the man wants to do when you get back is go up to the bedroom. And the women said, of course, that's what we want to do as well. However, what the men aren't considering is we've got lunch boxes to make for the morning. I've got a shopping list to do and various other bits. So whereas the man's thinking, excellent, great, let's go upstairs for some pudding, the woman's thinking about five jobs, which the man hadn't even considered. And the realization for the guys when the women owned that was, I'm not surprised women think we're obsessed and can get upset with us for it, because it hadn't even entered our consciousness. And it's not that we are not caring or considerate or anything like that. It's just we work differently. And my response to one of the ladies was, I guarantee if you had the discussion in the taxi or the limo or whatever it is you're traveling home in that evening, around, right, we've got five jobs to do, I guarantee the man will have three done before you have the other two done. If we know the goal and we know that it's not about the goal, but if we have that sort of aim that we can help our partner and support them and also end up having more time for what we really want to do, that men are, we like solutions, we like to know that we're helping. So actually it's way more rewarding for a guy, but without that communication and that conversation, we wouldn't have got the learning. And it was huge learning for myself. And it was one of those where you sit back and it's like, whoa, I really didn't know that that's what they were thinking. And now I know that, I totally understand why they're not feeling how we're feeling at that time. And if you know that and you can work together, you both ultimately get the goal that you wanted sooner. So why wouldn't you work together? And I think from the women's point of view, they were really surprised. And it's like, oh, what you mean? You wouldn't mind if I asked you to do three jobs? And it's like, no, of course not, because it means I get to spend more time with you this evening. So why wouldn't I? And it's this assuming, oh, I assume he doesn't want to help and this, that and the other, and the assumptions from the male point of view. So, yeah, I just wanted to finish that story and share it, because it was a real piece of gold for myself when we had that conversation. It really helps you to understand why we don't necessarily understand the other sex, and how, when we do, we can work with it.
Okay, so well, thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Matthew. And thank you for sharing that, because it is a remarkable story. And it gets us quite nicely onto what we're talking about this evening, which is homeopathy. So homeopathy, and how incredible it is as a healing tool. I trained as a homeopath probably about 30 years ago now, and if Jill was here, she would basically be saying, "Oh no, I haven't known you that long."
Matthew, turn your microphone down some.
Okay.
So
is that better?
It's, we're just sorting out some technical stuff, but I'm sure we'll continue. And it's just basically realizing that homeopathy is such a fantastic energy tool. And it can be really helpful to help us stop actually needing to take chemical or over-the-counter medication, and allows our body to get back to full health. So, as I said, I trained as a homeopath about 30 years ago. So I have a lot of anecdotal stories and case studies, and it is quite an amazing therapy. I know when I was beginning to train, I trained first in orthodox medicine, and basically didn't trust homeopathic remedies for the first year or so, because the actual homeopathic remedies are given in such small doses. I just thought that there's no way these are going to work. But actually, as I built up confidence whilst I was a student and I started taking homeopathic remedies, I couldn't believe the results that you got with such a small amount of potentized remedy. And it's really important to understand homeopathy and realize that it is with the dilution and the potentization, which is a process where you energize the remedy content, which makes it into an energy medicine, that actually makes it so effective. And it was, I know in the write-up I did for this evening's talk, I talked about it, you know, it's not a new age medicine. It's been around for, you know, 2,000 odd years in different forms. But it was Samuel Hahnemann who brought it into an effective system or usable system of medicine in the 1800s. And he basically would test most of the remedies that he was using either on himself or another well person to actually get what we call our materia medica, which he tells us about all of the different remedies and what they're good with treating. And if you've ever taken, you know, one of the things I can remember talking to Matthew about was just try out a couple of things. And one of the things that I told him about was if you actually burn yourself, maybe taking a pan out of the oven or whatever it is, and you actually put your finger or whatever part of your body that you've burnt under warm or as hot a water as you can, what actually happens is you take the heat out of it, because homeopathy is basically based on the law of similars. So if you put it under warm or hot water, you will take the heat out of the burn, and it will not it will take the pain away, the burn will not blister, and it will actually heal, the actual burn will heal very, very quickly. And I asked him to try it out. So, Matthew, do you want to tell them about your story?
Yeah, I mean, I literally couldn't believe it. Being an ex-builder, there's lots of situations on site where there's hot things around, and you can get burns. So over the years, had many burns, and like you said, chip frying pans, all sorts of things. And the first thing we were always told as children is put it under a cold tap straight away. It's the best thing you can do. Now, so I was very sceptical at first. However, I trust Penny's expertise. So if Penny says try it, I'll try it once. And I literally could not believe it. I had no blistering. There was no pain. It was like, what is this wizardry? Using something hot on thing hot to heal it. It didn't make sense in my brain, but it works. I couldn't believe it. The pain, there's a slight pain running it under the hot water after you've initially burnt it. So it can feel as though maybe the pain has intensified only very slightly. However, it healed far quicker, very much like Penny said. There was no blistering, and the blistering is probably the most painful part about a burn, and it actually it takes heal longer to heal. So I was blown away by this. I've had a bit of experience with any energy medicine, but not with the homeopathy side. So the concept of using similars was it just didn't make sense to me, but when you see the results, you just cannot argue with it. And I've used a few other homeopathy medicines with Penny, which again blown me away that something you can put energy in and a vibration into can replace what we would go to the doctor and sort of get a chemical medicine for. And you just think, well, why doesn't everybody use it? This is a natural medicine with that doesn't use chemicals, and we're choosing to use something else. I haven't taken chemical medicine in probably 10-15 years, because I don't need it. And there's always a natural equivalent. And it surprises me that we automatically go for the thing that's a chemical.
It is. But again, you know, as I was saying earlier on, I was brought up as a scientist. So, you know, the law of similars to me just blew my mind. I couldn't get my head around it for the first year. It took me a year of studying to actually get my head around it, and actually throwing the orthodox rule book out of the window. And, you know, it is most effective. And, you know, one of the, I would say, the big methodologies that we use at Acorn to Oak is, you know, the models of health, disease and cure. And the one, a homeopath in the 1800s, a chap called Herring, actually came up with Herring's Law of Cure, which actually talks about how dis-ease will leave the body. So he says, you know, if you give energy medicine, obviously he's talking about homeopathy, it will move from the most vital organ to a lesser organ. And then it will move from the inside of the body to the outside of a body, the outside of a body. So it may turn into the skin disease or eczema or something like that, that has you had as a child. And then it will leave the body from the head to the feet. And it's one of the most astonishing things to watch as a practicing homeopath when you're treating somebody. And they're going through the law of cure, and they get what we call a return of symptoms. And the last thing, on the outside of the body, they get maybe patches of dry skin, or the eczema they had as a child has come back, and it leaves the body, and it literally goes down the body from the head. And you can practically, you can see it moving down. It's like you've got a ruler and it's going down the body, and it will eventually leave the body via the feet. And it is the most astonishing thing to see. And, you know, I still, when I'm treating a skin disease like that, I still get an absolute thrill watching it going down somebody's body, because obviously as a homeopath, I'm seeing somebody once a month or once every couple of weeks whilst they're going through this process. And it is astonishing to watch. And that is the power of homeopathy. I mean, homeopathy to me, still, after 30 years of being in practice, can knock my socks off. It really, really does. A lot of homeopaths will talk to you about first aid and home prescribing, which obviously anybody can do, as long as you understand how homeopathy works. And you can get great homeopathic first aid kits. In the UK, we get it from Helios. I'm sure you have different homeopathic pharmacies in America as well. And they usually give you sort of 36 remedies, which are for general complaints, things like bee stings or sunburn or, headaches, also covering, chronic fears. Maybe, people take arnica and aconite if they're getting a flight. Both Matthew and I flew to the States earlier on in the year. And I took arnica and aconite to help. We'll be back after the break.
We'll see you after the break.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we want to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Okay, so we're back. I've just had a quick message from Jill, and unfortunately she's had a few technical problems and we haven't been able to get her on the show tonight, but we will organise something for later on in the year. And she just says hi and hello to everybody. So getting back to homeopathy, you know, one of the most amazing things about homeopathy is, as I was talking about the homeopathic first aid kits, is that you can learn how to, you know, you can look up, the great thing is Googling all sorts of different stuff. But there's a lot of different things that you can take for headaches and hay fever, you know, problems with teething. I know I went through this with my son, and the famous homeopathic remedy for teething is chamomilla, which is, you know, you can actually get in, you know, in the UK, you can get it from Boots, and it comes in teething powder, and you can just put it on the teeth, and that will help the baby through the pain of teething. It also helps with, you know, mental, emotional problems, you know, such as jealousy, lack of confidence, depression, panic attacks. It can also help. I treat a lot of children, obviously being a mum myself, and looking at, you know, attention deficit disorders, and also, you know, when children get stuck with behavioural problems, homeopathy is the real gentle way of helping them cope with that and coping with any transitions in their life. And it, you know, homeopathy, as I was saying, is such an amazing tool. You know, it's something that, you know, I would reach for. I'd reach for my homeopathic kit rather than taking any chemical drugs right here, right now. However, having said that, you know, sometimes chemical drugs can be very helpful. And, you know, obviously, as an ex-nurse, you know, I'm very, I have a lot of respect for doctors and GPs and people like this who are, you know, obviously empathetic and can help with lots of different problems. And if someone broke their leg, yes, homeopathy can help and support them, but you do need to go to a hospital to go and get it x-rayed and set in the right place so that, you know, obviously you're not trying to just cure it with homeopathy. It is important, obviously, to have a physician if you do have an accident or something that way. However, when I was working in intensive care later on in my career, we had a fantastic anaesthetist who was the in charge of the intensive care, and he would always say to me, you know, if someone wasn't getting better, he would say to me, Penny, what about that wing? What about some of that wing of bat or, you know, eye of toad? He was obviously taking the mickey out of me being a homeopath. And he was astonished at some of the results. You know, obviously, they were having chemical drugs as well. And it's really important to realise that if you need to take chemical drugs, then take them. But you can take homeopathy to help and support too. You know, one of the other areas that I've worked in my life is with, you know, with cancer patients, and homeopathy can really help help and support people who are having to go through either radiation or chemotherapy. It can really help to keep their mental state and their emotional state very, very stable whilst they're going through some of these, you know, big pathologies, as well as helping, you know, to put them into the law of cure and start reversing some big pathology. And it has been pretty astonishing. And I just wanted to talk about one case which always really surprised me, that I had a client or a patient who came to me with really bad phlebitis, which is inflammation of the legs, and really getting into their lymphatics, and they were getting to the stage where it was actually going deeper and affecting their breathing, and they had pulmonary edema and various other bits and pieces. And they came to me and asked, you know, is there something you could do? And I started to see them on a weekly basis, and we managed to help all of the signs and symptoms and kick them into the law of cure. And what we actually found was it was because of this person had been overseas and had been bitten by a beetle. And eventually the bite site became apparent. And we actually managed to extract, I think it was some type of a bug or something that was actually put in there. And then the whole case managed to sort itself out. It took about 3 or 4 months for all of this to happen, but it was really, really impressive the way homeopathy helped this person and helped them turn this around. And so, you know, as I said, I'm always incredibly impressed with homeopathy and how it works. So I'm just going to hand back over to Matthew and see if he wants to add anything at this stage.
Yeah, well, again, as you've been speaking, another situation sort of came up that I remember. I think it was the beginning of the year. Had an abscess come up in my mouth, and I rang the dentist, and I think the nearest appointment I could get was something like 2 weeks, and I happened to speak to Penny that morning, and I said, is there anything I can take homeopathy that would help? And I think we started with some, was it arnica and then silica?
Yeah.
But within a few days, the thing's gone down and gone away. I know I've had abscess before, and I'm sure many people will agree, there's no pain like tooth pain, because it's in your head and you just can't get rid of it. And yeah, within a few hours it had gone down to the point where it wasn't throbbing, it wasn't hurting, and then within a few days it completely disappeared. So another situation where the proof's in the pudding. It's like the results you can't argue with. I had an infection come up in my mouth. Without treatment, an infection isn't just going to go away. The only thing I did different, or the only thing I took, is homeopathy. And that sorted it. I didn't take any other chemical drugs. And so, again, it was kind of like, wow, well, that really does work. And for me, I've had abscess before and taken chemical medicine, and it's taken a lot longer to go down and heal and that sort of thing. So my betting's on that. But I'd also, this is going to end with a question to Penny, because I'd like to share with a few people out there. Obviously, I'm a breathwork practitioner, but with a lot of pathologies that my clients are dealing with, I consult Penny on. It's a bit of a dream team situation, because with people working with specific pathologies, having Penny's background knowledge is just priceless. So my question to Penny is, what did you do? But just to explain the situation first, I've had a client who's been working with me for about 8 months, and something that's really, really affected her sessions with me, especially Reiki, is she has a lot of twitches, a lot of almost like mini seizures, and I've always got it from a practitioner point of view that it's energetic. So I haven't, it hasn't affected any of the work we've done. In fact, she's done a huge amount of work. But last week I gave her her first Reiki treatment and breathwork session where she didn't have any twitches. So my question to Penny is, what did you do? Because wow, what a difference. But from her point of view, the relief that she could lay back and actually enjoy a session that's supposed to be relaxing, i.e. the Reiki, whereas before, every few seconds she's twitching, so it's taking her attention away, and it became very frustrating for her. So obviously the work Penny's done with her on the homeopathy side, my God, what a difference.
It is,
really,
it's really
incredible.
It is incredible. And when you, obviously, as a homeopath, when I do a homeopathic consultation, a homeopath spends anything from, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours talking to somebody and going through their whole, you know, medical history, right the way back to, you know, what their birth was like and everything else. So energetically we do a timeline of what's been going on in that person's life, and then we look at it and we look for a remedy that has a similar picture to what somebody has been describing. So if somebody was, we were talking about arthritis, you know, we're looking for, you know, when's it painful? Is it painful first thing in the morning? Is it better walking? Is it worse walking? You know, some people find that, you know, it is better walking, or, you know, it's a, you know, better warmth, or it's better cold. You know, each person's pathology is very unique to themselves, so there isn't a homeopathic remedy for one specific thing. So you know, somebody may well be in the Arnica state, so we'll talk about the Arnica state. The Arnica state is feeling bruised, battered, bruised. It may be for trauma. It's a big trauma remedy. But it's also, with Arnica, it's very much the person doesn't want to be touched. They don't want people near them. You know, they actually want to be left alone. So they have all of that in the picture as well. So if somebody is, you know, say, you know, in an accident, and they're lying there very quietly and basically actually wince when someone approaches them because they don't want anybody to touch them, that's an Arnica state. I was talking about aconite, something that I took to help me over the flying, and the aconite state is very acute. It's a very acute remedy. It's when people think they're about to die. It's a great remedy to give people who are thinking they're going to have a heart attack, you know, or they are having a heart attack, because it's, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to die, and they're going to die now. It's, you know, that's the thing. So it's very, very good for people who have fear of flying, because they think they're going to, you know, they don't like getting on the aircraft and they think they're going to die now. So that's why it is indicated for people who suffer from fear of flying. But, you know, also that, you know, there's a remedy called, we're talking about arthritis, Rus Tox, which is actually better movement. They like to, you know, sit up, they like to get moving. Whereas another remedy called Ruta is for when we overuse muscles. So my husband loves Ruta because he plays football a lot. So he actually takes Ruta after he's had a real heavy game playing, again, soccer, not football, soccer. So, you know, there's many different remedies to be, that can be used for many different situations. Matthew mentioned a remedy called silica, and silica is known as the homeopathic surgeon. So he took it because he'd got an abscess. So the abscess, unfortunately, is really painful because it doesn't have a vent to vent the pus. So if you give silica, what will happen is the natural body's response will find a vent, so it will let out the pus or the trapped abscess, and it will naturally sort itself out. So all of these homeopathic remedies, we learn homeopathic remedies like characters in the book. So we learn what they're good for, you know, when their aggravation time is. So it may be somebody wakes up and they have night terrors. So it may be something that we can give them to help them with those night terrors and how they feel. Do they wake up? You know, homeopathy again is brilliant for people who are going through menopause, because, you know, if they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with night sweats and feeling oppressed, feeling maybe, you know, that they have difficulty breathing and they're hot and they've got to change the bedclothes, you know, there's a homeopathic remedy which will help them through that. You were talking about this particular case of yours. You know, she was very twitchy and very tricky, and I gave a remedy that was really indicated for that, and that's what helped her relax.
Yes. Yeah, that's so fantastic.
Moving into a break now.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so we're back. You know, one of the things that I think what I love is talking about, obviously, homeopathy and is a fantastic way of helping you and supporting you in your daily life. You know, things happen, life happens. You know, we could be walking down the road, we could have an accident, or we could just be going through a life experience which we're finding quite stressful and quite difficult. And this is where homeopathy comes into its own. You know, one of the reasons I think I was drawn to train as a homeopath was because it had remedies, and I could understand, you know, people giving somebody a remedy to help them in their life at that time. But, you know, one of the things is life always throws us curveballs, and it threw me a big curveball about 3 years ago. I'd been training all day with the team, and I didn't feel very well. I thought I'd got flu. I'd been taking some homeopathic remedies, but it wasn't shifting. And to cut a very long story short, by 4 o'clock, I knew I was in trouble. And my husband was coming to pick me up, and he just took one look at my face and went, "You need to go to the hospital now." And as I walked into the hospital, within about 5 minutes, I had collapsed. My blood pressure was 265. Over 100 and something or other, and I had a cascade stroke. So I had a cerebral vascular accident. And at that stage, and I'll talk about this another time, had a near-death experience, and my husband was on the phone and got in touch with another friend of mine, Yvonne Stone, who is a fantastic homeopath, and she was pretty much on site reasonably quickly. And from that minute, I was taking homeopathy. I was paralyzed down my right side. I lost my speech. You know, I had no movement in my arm, no movement in my right leg, and was in a bit of a state. Within 24 hours, I was walking again, with taking homeopathy every 10 minutes. And I was walking again. Within 2 days, I had my speech back. Within 5 days, I was discharged from hospital. Obviously, it took me a while to recover, because a lot of my brain was actually affected. So it was about taking the homeopathy, getting in and doing physio, doing cognitive therapy, and starting to rewire my brain. But I was back at work within 6 months. And, you know, when I'm talking about work, I run a training organization called Acorn to Oak, which you've heard, and went on from strength to strength and rebuilt everything that I needed to do. And that is the power of homeopathy. You know, so when we talk about deep-seated pathology, we're talking about helping, you know, people with cancers, having had strokes. Everything can be reversed with an energy medicine, and homeopathy, obviously we're talking about that tonight, is one of the things I have greatest respect for. So as I said, you know, it is an amazing healing system which can help with the plethora of things. And as I said, you can, I'm sure you can Google, you can come to Acorn to Wake. We run first aid and home prescribing courses. You know, you can book an appointment with me by Skype if you so wish, but also just Google homeopathy and start to learn what can help you, so you don't need to take a load of chemical drugs which are not helping you. So it's really interesting system, and if nothing else that you take away from tonight, is just go out there and do some research and explore yourself. I'm sure you're very, very capable of doing that. So handing back to Matthew for him to say anything that he wishes to say.
Yeah, just say the point again that all pathology is reversible, and I think that's younger. And if we were told when we were younger and given more opportunity to investigate it, I don't think a lot of us in adult life would attract as many pathologies as we do. When you're told that, oh, well, you get ill and that's just life, and you go to the doctor and you get some drugs and that fixes it. That's what you do. What you don't realise is that the drug may fit the symptom, but it may not be dealing with the root cause. So if you're not dealing with the root cause, it may come back on, obviously, Herring's law of cure. It, as Penny explained earlier, a pathology can be suppressed with chemical medicine and go deeper into the body and come out as a more serious pathology. But yeah, I think it's really important to realise that that can be reversed. If something can be manifested within the body, it can be reversed. And I think one of the things that sticks out for me is homeopathy is such a, I wouldn't poo-poo medical, like chemical drugs, because they are very good for certain things. However, with homeopathy, there's not side effects that come with taking the medicine, because you're effectively making a bespoke medicine for that person. You don't have the side effects, and I'm sure a lot of the Americans listening will resonate. Obviously went to America recently. I spent a few weeks in Jamaica a couple of years ago, and catching the TV adverts you guys have, I literally could not believe some of the adverts I watched, because happened to meet some nurses as well, and the attitude to, oh, I've got a headache, oh, that's all right, I've got a pill for that, oh, I've got this, oh, I've got a pill for that, I've got a pill. It's like you've got a pill for everything. And the thing that blew me away was the fact that they were advertising this drug on TV that had one good thing about it. It would take away your headache, or it would take away one small pathology, maybe a small skin infection or something. But the amount of side effects, I mean, 90% of the advert was playing the side effects, not what the drug did. And that's the thing that really struck me with homeopathy, is you don't have the side effects. And as human beings, it's like we're signing up for the thing that could cause depression. I mean, it's like you're taking a tablet to deal with a sore throat or a headache, and you read the package and it could cause suicidal tendencies, and it's like, Christ, I think I'd rather have a headache, thank you very much. And it really, really shocked me. I mean, we don't necessarily have so many adverts on the TV as the Americans do, but every other advert is a drug advert, and it was the amount of side effects that I could not believe, because if even I got one of the side effects, I wouldn't take it. I'd rather keep the headache for a few hours and drink some more water. So that's for me what really comes up around that, is that this is a very non-evasive form of medicating. Whereas with other medications, that there is always that side effect. And don't get me wrong, more often than not, I get the result can outweigh the side effects. But it's just surprising how many there are and that we willingly shove them in our bodies.
It's really, I think it's really important to, for me, I think to encourage people to just do some research before they start taking chemical drugs and just go, do I actually need to take this or not? You know, obviously, if it's something that is helping you live a better life, you have a better quality of life, then that's perfectly okay. And, you know, everybody is unique and everybody is going to make their own choices. You know, for me, it's very much encouraging people to do the research and make a really good choice. And if it's basically you feel that, you know, I need to take this because it's saving my life, i.e., you know, obviously after people have had strokes, some are actually put on blood thinners for a while. You know, I would say, you know, you need to take that until everything settles down, until at least 6 months after a stroke, and then make a rational choice with your physician's help, or, you know, with a homeopath input or whatever it is. And, you know, still, obviously, 3 years post-stroke, I still go and see my neurologist. We don't spend an awful lot of time together, but, you know, I do see him just to make sure that things are tickety-boo and moving along the right way. And I think it would be silly not to. But, you know, I also obviously take homeopathy, not on a daily basis, but when I need it, just to make sure that my body is in homeostasis. And obviously homeostasis is health. So it's really important to just look at the different choices. And, you know, sometimes when we've been told something time and time again, and, you know, especially by an authority figure, we think that that's the way it should be. It's not. You are the most magnificent energy beings who've got amazing intelligence, and just don't allow yourself to be pushed into something that doesn't feel right for you. And that, you know, is very much where I come from. Homeopathy, if you haven't tried it, you know, try it for your next headache. You know, try and pick something that's going to help and support you, which is an energetic medicine rather than a chemical. And, you know, as I said, try out the thing. Next time you burn your finger on the stove, you know, put it under warm water or hot water and see how quickly it heals. You know, again, I'm a big, person who encourages people to use their own lives as the experiment, you know. You can experiment on the hot water and the burn. You know, you can look at again, you know, a great one, you know, for if you've got a jippy stomach, you know, take rhubarb, because that will help. And there's all sorts of natural alternatives, and that's what we're wanting. Both Matthew and I are hoping that you will gain from this week's show is realizing you don't have to go down the orthodox route. You can look at complementary therapies, you can look at homeopathy, you can look at Reiki, you can look at all sorts of different avenues. So that's my advice anyway. So I'll hand over to Matthew and see what advice he's got in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, very much so. I'm a very, very scientific sort of, I like the sciencey approach, and I've never been one to take advice greatly. I'll always do my own little experiments around it. So very much, I mean, I'm a Reiki master teacher. Now, before I started doing Reiki and that sort of thing, if you had said about channeling energy, my only reference would have been Bruce Lee. But when I learned about it, and then realise just the effects that it can have on you. I mean, it improves your daily life. You can use it to heal yourself. It's a great relaxing treatment as well. But if I hadn't have tried it, I never would have known. And that's one thing I love about my personality is, if someone says, "Oh no, that doesn't work," I'll try it to see if it does work. Because it may not work for them, but it may work for you. So, yeah, look into the natural sort of equivalents. Because I think a lot of them are very, very fast and effective treatments and without the side effects. And, yeah, it's exploring. It's having fun with this life we call, or with life. It's a game. We've got a plethora of experiences and different medicines and that we can use. So just because we've grown up in the chemical sort of 100 years of chemical medicine, it doesn't mean we need to stick to it. And I think some of the stuff we've sort of lost the knowledge a little bit. and chemical medicine, we see it as modern medicine and therefore assume it's the most effective. Because modern means new.
Unfortunately, it's in a lot of cases it's not, and you know, again, we're heading very quickly to the end of the show. So, wishing you a good week, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you.